Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Telebaba Tapes.
Episode 101.
Wow.
Fame.
Parang Fame 101. Anyway,
we're talking about fame.
Why?
Kasikatan.
Why?
Disclaimer muna.
Okay.
Kasi medyo touchy tong subject na to rin.
Really?
Yeah, in a way.
Okay.
I mean, it's a fun topic to talk about. Pero
yeah.
May gusto akong disclaimer na sabihin.
Oh, sige, Giyam.
We are by no means famous, kaming dalawa ni CJ. Admittedly. As in, meaning, lumabas tayo sa mall.
Wala namang mga.
Walang makakapansin sa amin at all. And we don't claim to be famous or we are not influencers or celebrities.
Wait lang. I mean, but you have to be.
Yeah, but we have to be also.
Okay.
Dapat malapit tayo sa reality na we have to acknowledge the reality na you and me both had our moments in the spotlight.
I would say that
a brief moment.
Hindi eh, pero parang I would like to say and think na mayroon tayong very, very, very mild amount of fame. Like,
yeah, I know. Hindi, pareho tayong lumabas sa TV.
As much as siguro parang dandruff ni V from BTS. Yun yung amount of fame natin.
Of course.
Ganon. Like, kasi, I mean, you have to also have some gratitude to,
of course,
the pod and pals.
Of course.
Diba?
And, yeah.
So,
and your Pro Mil Kid fans.
Yes.
And fans of your artwork.
Yes. So, parang, and ikaw, parang, huwag mo na ma-discount yung Svensters. And people who like San Lazaro, Us to Evil Zero. Ano pala, no? Resume. Really?
Hindi, kaya nga. Hindi naman natin pag-usapan sarili natin dito. Eh.
Pero yun,
gusto natin to i-touch on yung subject na to. And also, gusto lang natin, I wanna get this out of the way kasi now awkward pa rin ako about it.
Why?
Pag-usapan natin yun.
Ah, sige. But, kasi, sige, sinasabi mo na wala naman nakaka-recognize atin sa mall. Yes. But, nang nag-Wonderland tayo, may dalawa naman. Sa dami na nag-attend sa Wonderland, let's say ilang thousands yun.
Palagay na natin mga 15,000 yun.
Oh. So, 2 of 15,000.
Pero yung isa naman
kind
dun,
of knows us.
Mas ikaw. Kilala ka. Ako hindi.
Anyway, pero anyway. Gets yun. I mean, yun. Ganun ka minute yung amount of fame that we have. But we don't want to say we're not.
Kumbaga meron naman kaming pareho na na-experience namin ng konti. Konting-konti. And again, it is not to brag, but it's to state a fact nga na because this is the subject.
Yeah. Kasi parang ayaw ko rin naman.
Pero kadiri,
hindi
sikat na. Oo nga. And at the same time, ayaw ko rin yung sikat kami, ha? Nakikringe ako
gross.
Rin. Na super sikat kami, ha?
Ang gross.
Ayaw ko nun.
Don't you know who I am?
And then also, isa pa. Yuck.
Yuck.
And also, isa pa.
Ano?
Meron tayong alam ng konti about this subject because CJ and I both work in marketing and communications.
Yeah.
Tapos ako pa, I also work in production. So, ano bang trabaho natin?
We work with famous people.
We make things or people or ideas famous.
Brands.
Hindi lang ano tao. Kasi, di ba palagi natin sinasabi, sikat na siya, sikat ka na. Pero yung trabaho natin sa advertising basically, pasikatin yung
brand, yung product,
yung pagkain, yung product, yep. yung event, di ba?
Yep. Anyway.
Anyway, let's define fame as usual.
Okay.
Definition of terms first.
Okay.
So ako, ito, yung definition ko of fame, nanggaling from a friend and former bandmate ko.
Okay.
Si Yanni Yuzon.
Uh-huh.
Nakapatid ni Yael Yuzon.
Name drop. Oh.
And also, shit, nag-ano ko. Oh my God, since this is about, ano na rin nga, it's about this subject naman.
Hmm.
I acted in a pilot sitcom for ABS-CBN before.
Mm.
And itong si Yanni Yuzon was the one who told me na mag-ano raw ako, quote-unquote, mag-artista or mag-act daw ako.
Okay.
This was before I acted in Rockista and Rock and Roll.
Mm-hmm.
This is for...
Wait, sabihin mo ko, I mean, not everyone knows about, like what Rockista is. And
Rockista
Rock
and Rockista and Rock and Roll. It's a TV series and a movie, respectively.
Mm-hmm.
Created by Quark Henares and Diego Castillo. And I played
Sven.
Yeah, Sven. A supporting character to Carlo Aquino and Denise Laurel.
Yeah.
It aired every Thursday and Sunday.
In TV5.
On TV5.
Yeah.
Around 2009 or 2008.
I think that was 2008.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was around 6 months or roughly 4 to 6 months.
Wikipedia nyo na lang.
Wikipedia nyo na lang. So yun, before that, that's not the first acting gig I did. Actually.
Okay.
I acted in a pilot that did not air.
Oh.
For a sitcom called Petix.
With the most powerful celebrity.
Yes. With Tony Gonzaga. And Ping Medina. And R.I.P. Rico J. Puno.
Okay.
So, that was my first foray into comedic acting.
Okay.
Before, I was just doing behind-the-scenes stuff. Like, and si Yanni Yuzon yung one of the writers. And he told, si Quark din yung director. Oh, Quark yung director. Okay. Si, pero yung ABS-CBN Talent Center, whatever, yun.
Mm.
They got me to act for them. Ngayon. So, yung sabi sa, going back, circling back. Yung sabi sa akin ni Yanni. Yanni Yuzon. Who's a great, aside from being a great musician and acting coach and writer, he's a great philosopher for me.
Mm-hmm.
Ang ganda na sinabi niya na ano raw yung fame and anong ibig sabihin kung sikat ka.
Okay.
Sobrang simple ng terms niya.
Mm.
Basically raw, it's people you don't know knowing you.
Mm-hmm.
Like for example, pumunta ka sa labas, may bumati sa'yo na friend. Hi, CJ.
Mm.
Kilala mo yung tao na yun.
Mm.
Hindi ka famous. Kasi magkakilala kayo.
Okay.
Pero kung lumabas ka, tapos may person you don't know who knows you.
Yeah.
Sikat ka na.
Oo naman.
Yun. So in other words, it's not the numbers daw. Basta kung may lumapit raw sa'yo na person na di mo kilala,
lang.
Kahit isa lang, congratulations, you're famous.
Okay, so I may be famous then.
Oh, yun, exactly. Kasi hindi mo siya kilala eh.
15,000, may dalawa.
Oh, exactly.
Okay.
At nagpa-picture
pa. Thank you. I think that was, yun nagpa-picture pod pal.
Hello.
Yeah.
Anong definition mo ng fame? Maganda ba ang definition yun?
Yeah, I think
it's people who you don't know knowing you.
Yes. Yun na yun. Naniniwala
okay
naman
sayo.
Ako.
Okay yun.
It's very practical. It makes sense. Diba? Yeah.
Okay, thanks Yanni for helping us out there. Tumatak yung sinabi mo sa akin.
Wow. Okay.
So, next question. Ito, we give to each.
Okay.
Kasi ito talaga yung gusto kong maungkat eh.
Okay. Shit,
why do people want to be famous?
Okay.
So, we give to each. Okay, so ako muna.
Ah, sige.
Ito.
I think I have like, pinagandaan ko to. Akala ko sa ending matutatanong yun.
Hindi, ito. Importante. Ito kasi
ano,
magtataka tayo eh. Na parang ito, sorry guys ah. Kasi medyo malapit rin to eh, di ba? Rich. There's rich and there is famous.
Okay.
We're talking about famous here.
Not necessarily rich,
not
right?
Necessarily rich, oo.
Okay.
Pero related nga siya kasi di ba parang, uy, sikat ka na, mayaman ka na, ganyan.
Tsaka di ba laging, ano yan, the rich and famous.
Oo. Pero,
ano?
What I learned, marami palang sikat na hindi mayaman.
Mm.
At marami ring
super,
super rich na hindi natin alam.
Yep.
Wala tayong alam about them.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi
mm-hmm.
ito yung mga ano, lumalabas sa ano. Sila Richard Branson, sila ano.
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk. Or locally sila ano, di ba? Ayalas, Gokong Way, Seas, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
okay.
Ako answer number one.
Oh.
Precisely yun.
Okay.
Because may illusion tayo na kung sikat ka, automatically mayaman. Well, medyo naman. Medyo totoo.
Uh-huh.
Na after fame, there could be a trail of money.
Okay.
Ayun, so endorsements, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
A lot, working in the TV and movie industry, nalaman ko rin na maraming mga tao na nag-aartista. Not because of the craft, not because to tell stories, but because pera.
Mm-hmm.
Yun. Tapos yung fame, wala silang pake.
Mm-hmm.
Kumbaga, ano na lang yun. Side effect na lang yung fame nung
money. Okay.
Kumbaga, para mag-aartista ako kasi kailangan kong isupport yung pamilya ko.
Mm.
Kung sisikat ako, okay lang, sige. Ang importante yung pera.
Okay.
Ikaw, what's your...
The first answer is, well, related to money. I guess, yung isa pa niyan, yung pinsan ng money, ay excellence.
Yun, ganda. Diba?
So,
tama.
I think people, ano siya eh, fame.
Especially sa sports, no?
Oo eh. Fame is the effect for some people, or for some, ano ba, fields. Diba? Parang fame is the effect of excellence or recognition, diba?
Right.
Ayun. So, I guess gusto ng mga tao ma-validate yung galing nila, yung hirap nila.
Tama.
Diba? Yung skill nila, yung worth nila. Gusto nilang ma-prove yun. And one classic metric of success is fame. Kasi,
tama.
Na lang, likes, views. Shares.
Diba? Oh, working in PR. Working in PR for years.
Correct.
Yung ano nga yung metric dyan? Media value.
Reach.
Ano yung media value mo?
Impressions.
Kumbaga ilang jadi yung nag-pick up sa'yo. Pick ups.
Mayroon pang ano yan yung earned. Oh. Earned media. Nag-jargons.
Hindi, tama.
Okay, what's your next?
My next. Ito medyo psychological.
Okay.
Medyo psychological to. And I saw this sa mga artista, celebrities, musicians.
Mm.
It's because they crave attention nung bata sila.
Okay.
At hindi sila nabigyan ng attention.
Okay.
Therefore, hinanap nila. If my family and my friends couldn't...
Sila?
In a way, yeah. My family and my friends couldn't give me the attention I wanted growing up. I will... get this from the public. Gets?
Yeah.
Kasi meron rin yung parang, sige, mag-aartista ako or magpa-perform ako, sige, or gusto ko majaryo.
Mm.
Kahit walang pera.
Kasi gusto nila nung...
Nung attention.
Attention.
Ang importante yung attention.
Okay.
Yung majaryo ako. Yung ma-TV ako. Kahit wala akong walang bayad sa akin, sige, go mag-host ako.
Iba yung recognition sa attention, no?
Oo, yung attention, deep-seated eh. Gets mo? Galing, it stems from unmet childhood needs.
Yeah. Oh, ano?
Yun.
Really?
And yun, sorry, yung attention na yun, yung seeking attention, hindi sa mahirap o mayaman yun. It could apply to both.
Yes.
Whether mayaman o mahirap.
Okay. Ito, yan.
Oh, what's the last?
Excited na ako sabihin to. But it's kind of related to your last point. Mm. But when I thought about the... Siyempre, nag-isip ako buong araw sa topic na to. So, yung napag-isipan ko, I think, di ba when people are famous, kunwari, may katabi mo sa immigration, artista, pwedeng paunahin siya eh. Di ba?
Privilege.
Teka lang, I'm getting there.
Excited. Excited lang ako.
Or sa restaurant, wala siyang reservations. Diba?
Pero VIP siya, treatment.
VIP treatment. So, I think, people want to be famous because the ordinary life for them is cruel.
Ay, ganda. Or, ganda. Hindi ko naisip to.
I'm so excited to share this with you.
Kasi, and the pod pals. Bakit sa akin lang?
Gusto ko syempre yung recognition mo. Hindi. Yun. So, alam mo yun, yung parang yung ordinary life para sa'yo ay...
Tama, tama.
Alam mo yun.
Masakit dull. Maging ordinaryo.
Oo. Kaya gusto mong... And I think for... Kaya, which leads me to your first point ng money. Kaya I think most rich people don't feel
tama,
they have
tama.
To be famous. Kasi may VIP privileges sila.
Tama, tama.
Of, alam mo yun, parang kumbaga... Yung access na nakukuha ng famous, nakukuha din naman nila with their money.
Wow.
So, yun. So, I think, if you are so bored and you find ordinary life dull, that's the...
Agree.
Yun.
Agree.
Kaya gusto mo yun. Yung ba hindi ka pinapansin sa school? Or like...
Related nga dun sa attention.
Oh, related siya. Oh, di ba? What do you think of my...
Ang ganda. Ambag? Lalim.
Ayun. Oh.
Pero ito naman, sidebar. Na.
Okay, okay.
Why do some people not like the attention or the fame? Binaliktad ko. Reverse ng question. Well, ako lack of privacy, no?
Yeah.
Or, isa pa, feeling ko some have discomfort with attention.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like the camera. They don't like being interviewed.
I kind of like
they don't like performing.
I don't like performing. Sige nga, mag-checklist ka nga. Ikaw, do you like performing?
Depends. Dati, okay. Nung bata. Mas bata ako. Ngayon, no. No.
I never like performing.
Ngayon, no. Hindi na.
Okay. But I like...
Especially mukha na akong matanda.
Ano anyway. Ka ba?
Hindi, yun lang. I think performing is for a young generation. Not... I mean, medyo ages ng konti.
Mm.
Para sa akin lang naman.
Oh.
Hindi ako komportable na mag-perform or magpaka-star-star or yung attention-seeking person kung now that I'm 40 and above.
Bakit?
Wala, dapat ang feeling ko kung ka-age mo na ako, medyo ano ka na, subdued.
Okay. Kasi ako, I don't also like performing but I kind of enjoy interviews.
I love interviews yeah. also.
Feeling eh, no? Anyway.
Feeling naman talaga tayo. Again, disclaimer, podpals. We are alanganin famous. To quote Red Oliero. No?
Almost.
Alanganin famous.
Hindi man nga almost eh.
Never.
Hindi.
Slightly. Pwede na.
Hindi nga siya medyo eh, di ba?
The who famous.
Anyway. Oh.
So yun. Ikaw.
Ano?
Yung tinatanong ko nga sa'yo. Why do some people want to remain anonymous?
Wait.
Yung makilala akong ganyan eh. Yung parang, nag-achieve ka na nga.
Mm.
Kajaryo-jaryo to, ka-rappler-rappler to. Pero ayaw mo magpa-interview.
Wait, ano eh, magkaiba yung people who want to remain anonymous and people who are uncomfortable with fame.
O yun.
Magkaiba yun na.
Tama.
So, anong question? Uncomfortable,
uncomfortable
with fame.
With fame and attention.
Because I think being famous has more, ano ba tawag doon? Mas marami siyang kapalit than
being mayaman.
Perks.
Go on, hindi ko gets.
Di ba like, okay, fine. You get a VIP treatment, let's say, in a restaurant. But people, everyone will look at you.
Wala ka ng privacy.
Yun, di ba parang, you can get instant access to a bar, but you will be surrounded by your bodyguards. Nagigets mo? Parang I don't think...
Hindi ka makaka-jingle mag-isa.
Makaka-jingle ka naman mag-isa sa cubicle. Pero may mga tao sa labas. I mean, diba, you always have a posse to protect you. So, I think some people are uncomfortable with fame because precisely uncomfortable siya na phenomenon, diba? And...
De, pero sige, share from personal experience. Wow, feel na feel.
Parang wala.
Hindi ako nung ano, honestly,
experience.
Hindi, ito. minsan-minsan ko lang ito ikwento.
Yes!
Nung, yeah, when yung lumalabas ako sa TV.
Oh.
Parang si Sada ko eh, no, lumalabas sa TV.
Tingnan mo ako, nandiretso sa mata. At parang sabihin mo na.
Nung lumalabas ako nun sa TV.
Okay.
Tama yung sinabi mo.
Ano?
Na yung VIP treatment, weird. Oh. Na nasa bangko ako nun. Sasabihin nun teller, ay, mahuna ka na dito.
Sorry.
Lumalabas ka sa ano, di ba, TV5? Ganon. Tapos, isang beses sa National Bookstore.
Okay.
Sa National Bookstore, pinauna rin ako, ganon. Ay, siya yung ano.
I think, yun, ayoko yun eh. Yung,
ako rin. Uncomfortable ako.
May pila, di ba? Pila ko.
Tapos isa pa, di ba? Okay, nahuli tayo dati ng traffic enforcer.
Oo.
Tapos kinuha yung lisensya ko. Tapos binalik.
He's been.
Oo. Sinabi, di ba? Ah, oo, oh, lumalabas ka sa TV. Sige, una na kayo.
Pero di ba, it's injustice.
Injustice like, talaga.
Non-famous people.
Oo.
It's so unfair.
Pero yung VIP treatment, yun na nga eh, feeling ko, yung fact na, eh, no, ngayon ko lumalabas sa TV, di ba?
Mm.
Di ko alam. Parang, yun na nga, yung eye dun sa VIP, important, di ba? Mm. Importance.
Mm.
Feeling ko, with fame comes importance.
And I guess it's also a scary thing to possess or have.
Hindi ako, I have friends who are famous, di ba?
Pero alam mo kasi, okay.
And tama, totoo yun. Kung kumakain kami sa restaurant, may naghihintay sa tabi namin na alam ko magpapapicture after.
May jajahe.
Ayan.
Anyway, yun nga, sige, di ba, you basically supported my claim that it is an uncomfortable experience.
Yeah, depending on the person. Kasi merong,
gusto
yung mga
yun.
Friends ko na iba, hindi ko na papangalanan.
Sige nga, kwento mo sa akin yung, may anecdote ka ba ng friend mo na super enjoy dun sa kanyang fame?
Yeah, kung kumakain kami sa restaurant, tapos, ay, sir, pwede pong pa-picture sa ay, tapusin lang namin kumain na, nakangiti.
Okay.
Tapos natapusin namin yung pagkain, mag-excuse siya sa amin. Tapos sasabihin niya, oh sige, kausapin ko lang yun. Tapos kakausapin ko lang yung fans. Or hindi naman fans, yung sila.
Mm.
Tapos, ayun, kakausapin niya. Ganun.
Mm.
Papapicture, kamusta kayo, ganyan. Tapos naalis na.
Okay.
Pero magsiset sila, yun yung mga gusto ko sa kaibigan ko na sikat.
Mm.
Nagsiset sila ng boundaries. Natapusin ko lang muna kumain na.
Oh, eh kasi... Tama, ito ako din eh, di ba?
Oo naman. Tsaka kung kumakain, di ba?
Ayun, so I guess some people also are not comfortable with fame because nakaka-pressure siya. Di ba parang...
Paano kung hindi ka nasikat, no?
Nagdo-double down. Yung pressure, I think dalawa. One ay nagdo-double down ka on your image na parang... Anything you say, anything you wear, anything you do is magnified probably like, ano ba, 10 times, 100 times. So parang nakaka-pressure to make mistakes.
Kumbaga, kung ano ka, no, may pimple ka, no, pupunahin yun, ano?
Oo. And ang
in natural naman magkatagihawat, di ba? Lalo na kung puyat
oo.
Ka.
Oo. And ang impossible ng expectations din ng mga tao. Kasi, I think... The way we view people who are famous is that, well, one, yun nga, privilege sila, may pera sila, therefore may access sila to like,
skincare.
I don't know, better skincare, better glam team, better everything. So, pag may imperfection sa kanila, parang...
Ay, hindi siya tao.
Eh, parang...
Ay, tao lang siya.
May access ka na nga sa ganitong wealth of beautification. May people ka pa din.
Mm.
Parang may ganong
totoo.
Ano eh. So... Pero, ano, sidebar, like, I think another thing ay, kapag famous ka, parang, kasi nakipag-bardagulan ako sa Twitter, di ba?
Late. With who?
Secret. Let's not make him further.
Check nyo na lang yung Twitter famous. Ni CJ.
It was just a fun bardagulan, anyway. So, nakipag-bardagulan ako. Pero the whole time, when I checked, thousands of followers yung kanya. And I'm like, decent amount of like followers.
9,000?
Hindi. Baba pa nga eh. Okay. Like, hindi man ako considered micro-influencer. Ganon. Like, decent
mas
amount.
Mas lalo naman ako.
Pero yun, decent amount. And parang, nakakatawa tong sikat na tao na to. Patol siya ng patol sa akin. Parang, did you even check my follower count? Why do I matter to you? Why do I trigger you so much? So parang, for me, meron akong false sense of dapat di ka nasasaktan sa sinasabi ko, sikat kay.
Which is parang hindi rin. So, porque sikat, hindi na nasasaktan.
Kaya nga. Pero yun, meron akong ganong experience na, you know, you're more popular than me. You shouldn't be hurt with what I'm saying because I'm a nobody compared to you. But yes. Then, if you check what I've said, annoying siya. Kasi gusto ko talaga siyang ilagay sa lugar niya. Anyway, yan lang. So parang, I guess, pumunta tayo dun sa experience niya. If you're famous, people think you're kind of invincible or you're tougher or their words don't get to you.
Totoo yun.
Diba?
Or yung parang, kung sikat ka, may team ka. May team ka behind you to do everything. No?
Oo. Hindi ka dapat napapagod. Ganon.
Hindi ka natutulog.
Oo. So, in a way, inhumane.
Oo naman. Diba? Kaya actually, kaya marami ring celebrities and athletes, musicians, uh-huh, politicians, uh-huh, who are heavy into vices.
Yes.
Like alcohol,
yeah,
smoking,
drugs. We're not, ano, hindi man tayo nag...
Device, kaya, lots of, yeah, that's why a lot of famous people, from entertainers to athletes to politicians, have vices.
Yeah.
Yun.
Yun. Anyway, what's your next?
Next question. What effect do famous people have on you?
On me?
On you personally. This is a personal question. Ako, admittedly, before.
Oh.
Nung wala pa ako sa ano, I've never stepped on a set, mm-hmm, on a film set or an advertising shoot or whatever.
Mm.
Or I have never talked to a celebrity or a politician,
mm,
or a professional musician. Dati talagang,
mm,
whoa! Wow!
Ah, talaga?
May ganun ako.
Okay.
Na parang...
Na-fascinate ka?
Na-fascinate. Tsaka yung parang, like everyone else, na hindi talaga, tayo sanay na tayo eh. Medyo immune na nga tayong dalawa eh.
Mm.
Well, siguro kung Hollywood, hindi tayo, kung makakita tayo ng Hollywood actor, hindi na tayo immune. Like si Harry Styles pala, nandun sa Greenbelt, nung isang araw.
I think.
Hindi, pero ako, hindi, kwento ko muna.
Oh, go.
Like nung bata ako, or grade school, as in talagang, whoa!
Literal kahit sino?
Oh, basta tama yun yung, nasa TV ko lang to nakikita. Yung ano, from TV to three-dimensional being. Parang may ano ko, may ganun ako. Parang, ang liit pala nung ilong niya. Ngayon may ganun ang shit ako.
Maliit pala siya.
No? Maliit pala siya, oh. Parang, ha? Parang laki niya sa TV, ha? Tsaka yung siguro, more than yung, ay, katabi ko yung sikat na ganun. More like, nafa-fascinate ako dati na flat person siya before. As in flat, meaning non-3D. Non-three-dimensional. Kasi nasa TV eh. Siguro, nafa-fascinate yung utak ko na parang iba na yung talbog ng light and shadow sa kanya.
Okay. Tactile siya.
Tactile na siya. Tapos, ganito pala itsura niya in person. May ganung shit ako. And at the same time, yung parang swerte nitong taong to. Parang gusto kong hawakan siya or sila.
Okay.
So, kasi gusto kong makuha yung swerte nila sa buhay. Yan, may ganun ako. Creepy. Creepy siya ng konti. But then again, human, bata ako noon. Human behavior.
Did it change?
Yeah, nasanay na ako eh. Especially when I worked for RIP, ABS-CBN.
Di pa naman RIP. Ginawa ko naman. Nag-evolve lang siya.
Oh, sige. Fine. For Channel 2.
Oo.
ABS-CBN.
Ayun, hindi na siya Channel 2.
Sorry. For ABS-CBN nga. Ano, I was a manager then.
Okay.
I had to, pinagsasabihin ako na, you cannot be, ano, starstruck.
Mm.
Hindi ano yan. Counterproductive sa trabaho mo yan. Tama naman. Kasi di ba, limited yung time mo with super busy ng ganito. Tapos tulala ka pa. Di ba, kailangan ako parang, oh game, ito gagawin natin. Diba? Yun. So, nasanay ako dun.
Okay.
And also, being a music video director before.
Kailangan yung trabaho mo eh.
Kailangan naman magkikita kami. Dapat may, kahit kinakabahan na ako or parang kilig na kilig ako. Dapat okay. Yung hi, how are you?
Okay,
this is the vision I have.
Okay,
ganun na.
Parang,
kadiri yung parang, oh my God! Diba?
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I think in general, I have this nonchalant thing.
Which is good.
Like, I don't know if it's because, like, swerte ako kasi naging pro milikid ako earlier.
How old were you?
I think I was 11.
That's young.
Yeah, so parang...
That's child actor age.
Ah, ayun pala. Like, quick anecdote. Or hindi, sorry. Short anecdote. Like, pro-mil kid, sumasali ako ng beauty pageants noon sa noontime shows.
Little Miss Philippines.
Yeah, yung mga Little Miss Philippines.
So wait.
Hindi Little Miss Philippines. I think I joined Princess Asia sa San Linggo na po siya.
So na-meet mo yung Apo Hiking Society?
Yes.
What?
Tapos, as in...
Including Danny Javier, R.I.P.
Yes.
Wow!
Agot Isidro, tapos si...
Gio Alvarez.
Huh? Ano ba siya?
Aasap pala yun.
Aasap yun. Like si Am Perez, ganyan.
Nice!
Tapos as in like, ano ko eh, parang first of the, parang launch, alam mo yun, yung launch contestant. So parang may special number pa na andun si na Angelica Panganiban. Si,
oh, idol mo yun?
Yes. Si Camille Prats. So parang early on, in a way, sanay ako. Kasi kumbaga I have to sort of, adjust na parang yung nasa starstruck sa kanila eh. So, kailan ko gayahin how they respond, di ba? So, nonchalance talaga.
May training ka na.
I guess, ganon. So, parang hindi talaga nasa starstruck. So, yun, since nagjo-join ako ng pageants, sanay ako, tapos nagkaroon pa ng pro-mil kid thing. Tapos...
Na may media tour yan, no?
Oo, may media tour siya, meron kang, in a way, parang...
Nalibot mo yung buong Pilipinas nun.
Medj,
di ba?
Pero parang, in a way, may pagka child star structure siya.
At nag-5 and up ka rin.
Diba? Yes, nag-5 and up din ako. So parang,
with Maxine Magalona.
And Atom.
And yeah, kaya so, kilala mo si Atom.
So parang, alam mo yun, like, nonchalance yung na-hone niya sa akin, na not to
yes.
be starstruck.
Yeah, semi, ano ka naman. I get it. Semi child star ka naman.
Ish.
Oo.
Not as...
Hindi ka Isa Siguera.
D-list. Ganun.
Yeah,
like, so I guess when you asked me kanina, kailan ako nasa starstruck, conditional yung starstruck ko. Opposite siya nung sa'yo na parang, di ba, anyone who's famous, basta starstruck ka. Parang for me, I have to admire you first or like what you do before I get starstruck. So kunwari, yun nga, kasabay ko sa isang coffee shop si Sean Mendez. Kaming dalawa lang yung customer noon. So parang ako pang sino siya? I mean, kilala ko siya pero parang...
Dapat idol mo rin siya eh, no? In a way, no?
Oo. Parang nung...
Like for example, si Quentin Tarantino pumunta sa office niyo noon.
Oh, like, I'll check him out. I won't even talk to him. Like, okay, nakitaw na si
Quentin. Pero when you saw Quentin Tarantino, yung pumasok si Quentin Tarantino sa office.
Wow, cool. Ganun lang.
Cool. Pero big fan ka.
Yes, pero parang for me kasi, I guess...
Kasi parang pareho kayong creative individual nun eh. Man, then, di ba ganun?
I think I have no desire to be in proximity with the famous person I admire. I think I'm scared of the proximity.
Ka.
Oo, like, natatakot ako ma-disappoint. At saka, okay na siya as an idea, but ko paibahin. Gets mo ba?
Gets, gets.
So, I don't feel the need to meet my heroes.
Although ako kung musician, okay ako na nagpo-perform sila sa harap ko.
Oo naman, oo naman.
Like when we watched Men I Trust.
Yes.
When we saw Emma Prulox, diba?
Iba yung live performance of a musician or an artist.
Pero yun, proximity yun.
Yeah, but I don't...
Pero hindi mo kinakausap kasi. No?
Oo, I don't want to bother them. I wanna be in proximity to them doing what they like to do.
Gets.
Yun. I mean, nung na-meet ko si Johnny Marr sa Cannes, ayun, I asked like a hug. But I didn't expect him to hug me like a good 30 seconds at a time. Basta matagal. Parang okay na sa akin yung... Okay na yun. So, I don't know. Nag-gets mo ba ako? Ayun, anyway.
Okay. Now, give an example of an experience with a famous person. One each.
Ano yung criteria ng experience?
Well, ito, famous. Wag na yung medyo famous ha. Or yung... Wag yung masikat pa tayo sa kanila. Grabe. Kapal na mukha.
Parang yung, walang ganun.
Oo nga. Muna... Tayo na yung, lahat ng tao masikat sa atin.
Para tayo na yung, grade one.
Oo. Pero yung more like, dapat medyo mind-blowing ng konti na famous.
So, a mind-blowing experience with a famous person. O, ikaw muna, sige.
O, ito, working pa with a famous person.
O, yun nga, iusin mo yung criteria. Experience, define experience.
Kasi kung experience, isang meeting, beses mo na nakasama.
Ano?
O, sige, memory.
But should it be like, kasi madaya tayo kasi we work with famous people eh. Baka dalawa i-share mo.
Mm.
A moment or like, basta kwento, working with a famous person.
Sige, maganda
and
yan. Meeting
a famous person. Oh.
Sige. Ako working na muna since yun yung mas mundane. Oh. And hindi na shocking sa atin kasi trabaho natin yun.
Yep.
Well, ito, I had the fortunate time to have worked with John Lloyd Cruz for a very long time, for almost a year.
Okay.
At hindi lang yun yung isang beses kami nag-work. We went around.
And you shared pretty embarrassing trivia about me to him.
And
like
and road show to. It's it was a segment sa noontime show. That we shot. Parang wow mali.
Oh.
It was a segment by.
Naman.
Pero for a noontime
basta
show.
Basta ad siya.
Hindi.
Segment. Branded by.
Segment. Oo.
Okay.
And we went around the Philippines.
Okay.
So, kasama ko siya sa airplane, kasama ko siya sa van.
Close kayo.
Hindi naman.
Okay.
Pero syempre, pero I was a director. Kailangan ko siyang kausapin. Gets mo?
Okay.
Kailangan ko siyang kausapin. Ayun, so, ang weird, habang nasa airport kami, or nasa airplane kami parang, okay. May in the back of my head, may, okay, katabi ko si John Lloyd Cruz. Parang ganun. Tapos nag-uusap kami. Mm. May ganung weird ko. Pero super bait niya. And super galing actually.
Okay.
And natuwa ako na parang, he's one of the greatest actors in our industry, diba? So,
in our generation.
In our generation. So parang,
millennial naman siya.
Nakakatuwa na,
I
was lucky enough to have worked with him.
Okay.
Ayan. Pero may imposter syndrome ako. And at the same time, may surreal feeling ako na.
Are you a fan of John?
Very much a fan.
Iba kasi working with someone famous and someone famous that you are a fan of eh, diba? For me, yung memorable... Sabi mo na kasi si John Lloyd, masaya kasi siya ka-work eh. So hindi ko na pwedeng sabihin si John Lloyd.
At magaganda yung insights niya kasi.
Oo eh. Pero yun, so yun, hindi ko pwede sabihin si John Lloyd, I guess. Sino pa ba yung naka-work ko na okay or memorable? Pwede bang medyo gross yung story?
Hmm. Huwag mo na lang pangalanan.
Hindi. Ako yung gross.
I'll go.
Shoot to. I think super considerate niya na artista. This was a shoot with Marian Rivera.
Nice.
Tapos gross tong kwento ko ha, pasintabi podpals. I just hope you find it funny. And I guess this is me being vulnerable. So morning shoot yan. Tapos, mag-CR ako. Eh, it's the morning. I need to, you know, do number two. So, yun. I did it. Tapos ayaw mag-flush. As in, nagtatry ako mag-flush. Oh, no. Tapos parang, oh no. Tapos, narinig ko, approaching na si Marian with her posse. Parang, oh my God, oh, oh my shit. God, oh my God, mag-CR siya. So, ang sinabi ko na lang, para pagtakpan ko yung sarili ko, lumbas na ako. Sabi ko, wait ah, para may nag- number two eh. Parang tatawagin ko muna yung production, papalinis ko. So, si Raya flush. Hindi nga ako naka-ano, naka-pee eh. Ganyan. Tapos sabi naman, hindi, okay na. Ako na lang yung magsasabi. Ganyan. Sobrang niyang calm.
Akala ko, hindi, okay na ako na maglilinis.
Hindi, pero parang sabi niya, hindi, okay na. Ayusin natin to. I guess for her also, for her experience to be pleasant, pinalinis niya. Tapos yun. And for me, hindi siya naging parang feeling important. Alam mo yun?
Mukha naman eh. Mukha
so,
naman.
For me parang cool. Tao siya. Di yung hindi siya parang, ew, gross. Parang,
mukha naman eh.
Parang nag-gets niyang, it occurs. And sige, sure. Palinis na. Yun. Yun lang.
Tsaka from what I heard, prod, ano talaga siya eh. Sanay siya sa prod eh.
Oh, di ba? Yun yung experience. Like, cool. She's cool.
Awesome.
Oh, ikaw, experience na non-work.
Meeting.
Pero baka dapat hindi work-related. Dapat
hindi
work-related.
Hindi work-related. Sige. Hollywood. Wow.
Wow.
Hollywood.
Wow.
So this was when...
Western standards.
This was when I was in Vancouver. I think nakwento ko na to from a previous episode.
Jason Schwartzman.
Jason Schwartzman. Yeah. Ayun. So, na-meet ko siya kasama niya, anak niya.
Ay, oh yun. Tricky yun.
Tricky talaga. Tapos... Sabi ko, sige, minsan-minsan lang to. Sinabi ko, hi Jason, parang super big fan and love all your movies. I know you're with your kid, so I just gotta go. But I really...
Nagpa-picture ka eh.
Pero sabi niya, no, sabi, bait nga. No, don't worry man. Tapos kinausap niya yung anak niya.
Mm.
Go play inside. Daddy has to talk to someone. Ayun. Mm. Tapos nag-usap muna kami.
Cool.
This was around Bored to Death.
Oh,
HBO,
I love that HBO series. Cool dude.
Cool dude, yeah.
Okay.
You? Yeah, non-work yun ah.
Non-work nga. Gusto ko kwento natin to sa Podpals.
Go.
When we went to the UK last 2022. So anyway, long story short, I had this drawing, this illustration of Emily Browning as Eve from the movie God Help the Girl. Mm-hmm. Diba? And yung nag-direct ng God Help the Girl, I see...
Stuart Murdoch.
Of the vocalist and songwriter. Basta main man of...
Director and vocalist.
Hindi, like, huh?
Director and vocalist and songwriter.
Of Bell and Sebastian. So, for the podcasts na hindi familiar, 90s indie twee pioneer yung Bell and Sebastian. So, yun. And super fan kami ni Wincy. I had this drawing. And then for some reason, yung costume designer nung movie, she stumbled upon my drawing. She approached me na she wanted to buy a copy or a print of it. So parang syempre ako, huwag ka na bumili. Papadala na lang kita. And is it possible na padalan mo din si Stuart? Kasi we really admire him. Ganon. So yun. Ano yun, parang early pandemic yan nangyari. And then, nung pumunta na tayong Scotland, syempre, nami-message ko yung costume designer na, hello, nasa Scotland tayo, ganyan. Do you want to sort of meet up, ganyan. And then we met her with her family. And we never expected. Yung hindi naman natin sinabi na, pumunta kay Scotland, baka naman pwede mo kaming ipakilala kay Stuart. Hindi naman kami gumanon, di ba? Parang,
no!
hindi kaya ng budhi natin eh, di ba? Na parang,
ako nakikringe ako doon.
Ang cringe eh.
Beke na men.
Ew.
Pwede mo kaming ipakilala. Ayoko nun.
Yun, so parang, we had lunch with a costume designer. And nakala natin, it ended there, di ba? And when we ended the lunch, parang titext siya. Tapos sabi niya, oh, are you free tomorrow? Tapos parang tingin na na tayo eh, di ba? Tapos parang, what's this?
Why not? Beke naman.
Sabi niya, because Stuart wanted to meet with you. So, nonchalance, sure, of course.
Para sa loob natin.
Parang, oh my God, childhood, high school. Parang, he put me through adolescence. And he taught me about love. Alam mo, may ganong surge of thoughts. So parang tayo, di ba parang, may aling best na damit natin dito. Parang tayo, yung sobrang, tapos nagre-rehearse tayo, di ba?
Kung yung suot natin na t-shirt, Belen Sebastian.
Cringe.
Cringe, no?
Ha? That's,
fans club?
No.
Fans club ito?
No. Parang, so yun, diba? Tapos parang pre-prod pa tayo na, oh, ano yung mga tatanungin natin? Ano yung hindi natin tatanungin? Parang, when is this creepy? Is this question creepy? Ganun eh. Tapos parang, wala. It was a good 1 hour. Diba? Na parang he let us ask him everything that we want to ask him. Tapos, hindi pa siya parang interview, diba? It feels so...
ganun ka-formal eh.
And it felt so real na parang, well, it was real, but it felt so, ano ba, intimate. Or parang, hindi siya interview mo ng idol mo eh. Parang tinatanong niya na, do you also sing? What are your creative pursuits? Mga ganyan. Parang,
tinanong niya rin kung anong sana tayo kumain, ano?
Parang, shit, may paka siya. Parang,
one of the most pleasurable.
Alam niyang ano, tao kami.
Yeah,
diba?
One of the most pleasurable moments I've had.
In your life?
In my life, yeah.
Tsaka parang yung...
talking to an artist. Actually.
And when you were talking, I liked listening to the two of you talk about like studio recording, making music, yung mga little things, nuances of having a band, the challenges. So parang ko, this is so just fascinating. Yun.
True.
And the whole time, yung small CJ in my head is like, don't waste his time. Don't waste his time.
May ganun ako palagi.
Don't waste his time.
Yung parang if he has to go, go.
Oo. Like, wag ka nang, one more picture. Walang ganun. Wag na. Yun.
Although nagpa-picture tayo.
3 shots. Diba? So parang, it was a nice one for the books moment.
So anyway.
Yun. Anyway.
Okay, next question.
Haba na eh.
Haba na eh. Eto, personal to.
Okay.
You have to answer this.
Oh.
Are you comfortable with the idea of fame / attention? Would you actually want to be legit famous?
What's legit famous? Like Harry Styles?
Harry Styles famous.
Or Selena Gomez, or ganyan.
Prince Harry and Meghan famous. Front
ikaw
page.
Muna. Ikaw muna.
Actually, this is a really good question kasi... hindi yung, are you comfortable
with...
but
you wrote that.
Yeah, pero naisip... na... magandang question siya na lumabas sa utak mo.
Okay.
Are you comfortable with the idea of fame and attention?
Ikaw. Ikaw muna.
Ako, to be honest.
Ano?
Depends on the day.
Mingin mo na.
Depends on the day. Honestly, I just want enough of it that I could still go out without a bodyguard. Without being recognized. Or yung sakto lang na parang familiar tong guy na to pero hindi ko alam. Yan, okay na ako ron.
So, status ko.
Ano na ba yung status ko? Di sa bagay ako nga.
Means yun ako ni.
Oh yeah, status ko. Exactly. Kasi ayoko yung masaya na ako dun sa like my client meeting. Sasabihin niya. Sasabihin sa akin ng client, you look familiar. Parang... tapos tatanungin ko na sa sarili ko na parang, okay, so, is it the movie? Is it the TV? Is it the music? Natatanong kong ganun.
Oh.
Like may one time, may client ako, hindi ko napapangalanan.
Oh.
Na parang,
you shouldn't.
Oh. Yeah. Yung shoot namin sa probinsya pa. Tapos, I was a director for that project.
Okay.
Tapos yung tapos na yung shoot namin, sinabi sa akin ng client, I need to talk to you. Sabi ko, okay. Oh no. Anong nagawa ako? Oh. Anong nagawa ako dito? Oh, okay. No. Tapos yun, naglabas siya ng ano? DVD.
Tapos?
DVD of stuff I appeared in. Tapos sabi niya, ay paano lang sir, pa-autograph lang ng DVDs na to.
Oh,
sa collection.
Client?
Client. Oh. Tapos yun, ay sabi ko, ano na lang, nag-act ako na ano, okay na lang.
Mm.
Tapos sinayin ko, tapos, uy, okay to, sir. So, salamat, ha, salamat, ganun.
Mm.
Pero syempre, awkward ako ng konti. Pero at the same time, naisip ko, tama naman yung ginawa niya kasi never niyang in-address yun habang nagtatrabaho kami.
Tapos na.
Tapos na yung shoot.
Oh, oh.
As in, yeah. Pagka-clapboard na, okay, it's a wrap. Pack up na.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos yun, sinabi niya, kausapin muna kita. Akala ko naman may ginawa ako. So yun, parang okay na ako dun.
Okay.
Yung parang Mr. Shuli levels.
Hindi, mas popular sa atin.
Oh naman. Hindi, pero you know what I mean.
Ano? Household name yun.
June Urbano. Oh. And advertising also.
Oh, parang...
Yeah, you know what I mean. Basta yun. Sakto lang. Yung lalabas ako.
Sakto lang.
Sakto hindi ako sikat. Kilala, pero yung parang...
Ano?
You look familiar. Okay na ako ron. Ikaw. Okay. Kasi to be honest, I value my anonymity and I value my privacy.
Ang boring din ang sagot ko eh.
Pero at the same time, ang sarap nung feeling. Ito, ayokong magpaka ano.
Plastic.
Or magmalinis. Ang sarap ng feeling na someone appreciates your work.
Yeah.
I feel super blessed. And I feel super thankful na, wow, yung pangit na gawa ko, may naloko ko na natripan yung pangit na gawa ko. Yun.
Ang ano mo naman, fishing mo naman. Yun.
Hindi, yun, sinasabi ko lang.
Hindi naman siya pangit.
Hindi,
eh.
Hindi sa pangit. O sige, yung ginawa ko na nakikringe ako paminsan. Wow, okay. May nakagusto. Yun.
Ayun.
Ikaw.
But that, I think that's a brave moment in your life. So, I mean, you have to...
Hindi, yun, I like the recognition, but at the same time, only to an extent.
Uh-huh.
I don't, ayoko yung wala na akong freedom. Yun. I want recognition, but not to the point that I lose my freedom.
Okay.
Wala akong pantasya na maging ka-level ni John Lloyd Cruz na may personal driver at may bodyguard at hindi na siya makakapunta sa isang place na walang kasama. Gets mo?
May naalala lang ako, parang I was in a shoot with Daniel Padilla.
Oh.
Tapos gusto niya bumili ng shoes. Diba, you know how it feels to buy shoes. Masaya siyang feeling, diba? Oh. Yung nagsusukat ka. Tapos sabi niya, ma, gusto ko bumili ng sapatos. Security yan na yun, anak. Hindi ka pwede
utusan
bumili
mo na
sa,
lang si ganito.
Hindi ka pwede bumili sa mall. Pabili lang tayo sa stylist mo. Alam mo yun, parang ko...
Or isa pa ganyan, ano?
Alam mo yun?
Gusto mo magpagupit, no? Di ba parang private time mo yun, eh? Yung magpagupit. Iba yung feeling na pumunta ka sa mall or pumunta ka sa barbershop or sa salon. Versus yung pumupunta yung stylist sa bahay mo tapos gugupitan ka rin.
Oo. Oh, I mean, I bet nami-miss niya yung mama din. But also sidebar, parang honorable mention sa akin si Daniel Padilla. Cool siya ka.
Hilig siya ng Blur at Oasis.
Oo. Britpop. In between takes. Although, kasi parang yung photographer namin nun, si Mark Nick daw. I mean, may friendly si Mark Nick daw sa akin. Hindi ko i-claim na friends kami. Pero I mean, he would say hi to me when we see each other. Ganun. So parang, I think yun yung papunta tayo in London. Tapos kinikwento ko kay Mark na excited ako, nanad ka ng Blur, ganyan, blah, blah, blah. Tapos in between takes, sabi niya kay Daniel parang, oh, ikaw, di ba mahilig ka sa Blur tsaka sa Oasis? Oh, yan, yeah, no, siya, super fan. Nanad siya sa London. Tapos parang si Daniel, parang siya naging fanboy.
Ng Britpop.
Oh, parang, what? Mananad ka? Ganun. Parang, it's so strange to see, like, a very famous person go fanboy.
Yeah.
Di ba? Parang, yung favorite song mo. Ganun yung parang, wow. So amazing. Anyway, ayun. So, I guess ako yung sagot ko dyan sa, do I want fame? Or more fame? Is it the same thing to want fame? And importance.
Pero medyo pareho.
Kasi parang, I enjoy the feeling that people want to know my point of view. Or that people listen or ask me what I think. Yung mga ganun. I kind
pero
of like
yung,
that.
Yung parang, your opinion maker famous. Iba yun sa ano eh, sa famous eh. Gets mo?
Mema.
Mema famous. Oo.
Mema siya.
Hindi kasi diba, pwede kang like, sino ba idol kong opinion maker? Gideon Lasco.
Okay.
Bakit?
Oo nga, okay.
Or Lourdes de Vera.
Yes.
Yan, diba?
Gideon
Lasco and Lourdes de Vera. They're opinion maker famous.
Yun,
pero kung ilagay mo sila, let's say, sa mall show sa Evergotesco or sa ano?
Ayun, normal.
Isitan.
Hindi sa pagkakagulo.
Oo, oh, diba? Isa pa, sorry, ano? Sidebar, isa pang sidebar. Ano? Yung fame ngayon sa internet age.
Okay.
May ano rin ano, may distinctions na siya.
Yeah.
Pwede kang, let's famous. Say, may tinatawag kami na Comic-Con famous.
Oo, oh, oh,
yung sikat siya sa Comic-Con.
Platform na, no? Platform
based. Sikat siya sa Comic-Con.
Uh-huh. TikTok.
Pero pagkalabas sa ano, pagkalabas sa Comic-Con, ha? Huh? Sino siya?
Parang yung mga TikTok famous, di ba? Parang pag nakita naman yan ng parents natin, parang, sino yan?
Hindi naman si ano yan, Bea Alonzo or si Bella Padilla. Diba?
So, anyway, ayun. So, parang...
Or meron ng industry famous, no? Yung parang sa advertising world. Uy, sikat yan, pero...
Oo.
Tama yung gauge mo yung matatanda, yung parents mo. Yun, parang, ha? Yun. Sino siya?
Pero gusto ko yung parang, I guess, wala nang plastikan. Gusto ko yung industry famous, kahit pa paano.
Okay lang yun, yeah.
And that when, like...
Yung nagbibigay ka ng talk sa mga convention, nagja-judge ka... Na-feature ka sa ano, sa industry magazine.
Oh, pero I know my lane, diba? Hindi yung parang bibigay ko opinion, tapos sasabihin, sino ka ba? Expert ka ba dito? Hindi, ayoko namang ganun. Like, I enjoy giving opinions na within my scope and that people consider it valuable. Not super important, but you know,
yeah, you're valuable. I mean, you're being honest. Okay yan.
And also, I want more money.
Okay. Yeah. Nothing wrong
like,
with that.
Pwede ba na parang, okay na tong level of what we have now na fame, I'm fine with that. But with more money. Yun.
Okay.
Yun yung gusto ko. Like, wala ang plastikan, di ba?
Yeah.
Ayun.
And now, a message from our sponsor.
Get ready to take control of your finances with GoTime Bank. Download the app now on Google Play or App Store and open an account in less than 5 minutes to experience next-level banking at your fingertips.
You can check out GoTime Bank's official social media pages in the description box below or go to www.gotime.com.ph for more information. It's GoTime!
What's the dark side of fame, especially in a third world country? Ito yung gusto ko malaman. Puro positives kasi yung nasabi natin eh.
Well, yung kwento mo kanina na privileges of being famous.
There's also a dark side.
It's basically corruption.
Nepotism.
Hindi naman, not necessarily nepotism. Because nepotism would mean family, dynastic, ano siya, diba? Passing on of like wealth, opportunities. I mean, it's a whole different topic. Maybe Padbal sabi niya if gusto namin, eh gusto niyong i-cover naman yung nepotism baby, eme. Anyway, yung yun, corruption siya eh. Diba? Na parang, I think,
true.
If you're famous, you're prone to corruption because normalized sa'yo yung special treatment.
Tsaka isa pa, nabanggit na yata natin to in a previous episode.
Oh.
Speaking of corruption, maraming, especially in a third world country nga, na hindi ganun ka ayos yung laws and yung implementation of laws and everything can be bought with money.
Mm.
Tama, yung pre-career ng mga politicians kadalasan.
Artista.
Artista, diba?
Kasi, I think we covered that before.
Yeah. Pero yun.
Training ground ang...
Training ground ang showbiz.
Yes, for politics.
Kasi diba, madalas na sino ba nag-showbiz? Comedians? Mm-hmm. Sino ba nagpa-politics? Basketball players?
Noontime show hosts.
Comedians?
Action stars.
Kasi... Kuha nila yung kiliti ng masa.
May persona sila.
Yes.
Tapos,
sanay sila how to
manage.
Rile a crowd.
Yes. And sanay sila na kumamay.
Yes.
Sanay sila.
Tapos ako, isa pa, gets nila yung sway nila over the masses.
Yes.
Gets nila yung what makes the masses tick.
Yes. So yun.
Ako yun yung dark side talaga.
Like, being famous, well, it's intoxicating. So,
yeah, isa pa yan.
Alam mo yun, since intoxicating siya, you may get addicted to that. And second point ko na pala, segue. And ang daming mental illnesses that fame, triggers. Di ba meron na...
Narcissism.
May term na nga ngayon na influencer brain eh. May bagong phenomenon na na-discover yung psychologist.
What's influencer brain go?
Like the extreme worry of what other people will say, will comment
ganda.
On whatever you do. As in, kunwari, nag-black pants lang ako. Yung brain ko ay, magko-comment pa silang fat ako. Yung may ganun agad? Or
oh, no.
Parang isa pang occurrence ng influencer brain ay yung constant fear of being canceled? Or agagawin ko to para makakuha ng reaction from other people? Yung parang pinaprepare mo
celebrity
yung content
brain.
Mo. Oo, ganun. I think yun yung isang...
O yung lahat na lang, kakain, lahat ng kinakainan na restaurant, endorsement na. No?
Tsaka ipopost mo lahat.
Oo.
Yun. Yung parang you feel like you owe the public an update. I think dark, nakaka-pressure yun. And
tsaka
like,
mental health.
Oh,
no?
parang bakit
oh my God.
Kami audience lagi? Yun.
Yung para ka nang ano, si Jim Carrey sa ano? Truman True. Show, no?
Hindi nga. Baliktad ngayon eh.
Ah, sabagay hindi niya alam na artista siya.
Oo eh. So parang, yung influencer brain, yung parang kang performat, walang on-off yung performance mo.
Kahit natutulog ka na, no?
Oo.
Totoo yan.
Oo.
Yung parang Pinoy Big Brother na yung buong mundo, no?
Tapos parang you feel indebted to them. You feel like you have to feed the
totoo yan.
Monster. Diba?
And think of how that destroys your brain, ano?
Mm-mm.
Hindi na siya human kasi. Inhuman siya actually.
Tsaka loop siya. Na, yung nga, constant feeding the monster that is fame will keep getting hungry and you feed it and you feed it and it's hungry. Yung pa, when will it end?
Oh, ito pa ako, the dark side of fame.
Oh.
Yung famous dati tapos nalaos na.
Oh.
Nahihirapan silang i-reconcile yung...
Yung fall from grace?
Oo. Or yung reality na, ay, hindi na ako ganun kakilala. So, may mga unhealthy coping mechanism sila.
Kasi yun nga, yun dati, may privileges sila na hindi na nila nakukuha ngayon, di ba?
Tapos isa pa, isa rin, ang ayaw, isa pa, clout chasing. Yung, again, unhealthy na siya eh, minsan.
Yes.
Especially,
insincere eh.
In this TikTok generation.
Parang,
you do everything for you do it for the gram, do it for the TikTok.
You want to do it for the gram 5 years ago.
Ako nga.
Pero yeah, I get what you mean.
Cloud chasing is a slippery slope. Okay, last question.
Mm.
How should you behave when you meet a famous person?
How should?
What's the proper behavior?
Ay, hindi mo to how to. Bahala kayo.
Bahala kayo. Pero, ito, mga watch outs ko lang.
Yes, from a famous person.
Hindi, ano? From a fan. Kasi meeting a famous person nga to eh.
Oh.
Ako, especially now in this cancel culture world, in this Me Too world, touch.
Ay.
Be sensitive about touch. Kasi, di ba, nag-events din ako.
Oh.
As in, events with a host and a celebrity.
Mm.
May mga ibang fans talaga yung wala na tayo sa 80s at 90s yung yayakapin.
Ay!
Or yung may panyo, tapos igaganon yung ano, ipupunasan yung pawis.
Hindi pwede yun.
I mean, siguro dati pwede yun, pero ngayon medyo
mali siya.
You have to ask. Kahit yung magpa-picture nga yung gaganunin yung ano, kailangan mo na magtanong ng permission. Kung magpa-picture ka with a celebrity, tapos yung may slight akap.
Huwag mo din i-hug.
Huwag mo i-hug, oo. Yun.
Actually, we can learn a lot from like the Koreans. Meron silang term na ano eh. Ano yun? Hindi polite hands eh. Ano yung other word for polite?
Proper.
Basta, I forget the
correct
term. Manner hands. Parang ganun. If titignan, na, I think si Keanu Reeves,
ginagawa
niya yun. Yung naka-hover. Ano? Yung mukhang inaakbayan niya. Pero, tapos titignan, kung titignan mo ngayon si Pedro Pascal,
yung
mga pictures,
mo.
Yes. Yung mga pictures niya with fans, laging naka-ano siya, yung kamay niya
parade
sa likod.
Parade rest.
Oo. Like, lang, my hands are, you know, at my back. Ganun. Yun. Tapos, ibabalik ko dun sa do not waste their time.
Agree.
Like, be direct. Yung wag mong, ano, hindi, wag mo sila i-binge. Hindi sila commodity. Diba? I guess, if philosophize ko siya, famous people are people. They're not commodities. Kahit na sabihin mo, may capitalist gains sila sa atin. Like, kunwari, they're public figures. We buy the products they endorse. Or, we pay for the movies they star in or whatever. Tao pa din sila. Hindi sila objects. Hindi sila commodities.
Mm-hmm.
So parang, we cannot demand na parang, give me attention because I paid for like, the things he sold
yan.
Me. Diba? Parang questionable. Yun.
Parang they don't owe you anything.
I guess, in a way, kahit man lang nod. Siguro nod. Pero they don't owe you their hour or their minute. Diba? I don't know. I just don't want to waste people's time. Meron akong sidebar sa'yo before we end. Kasi na-discuss natin kanina yung people who get famous are either they're good at something or like infamous sila or like doing something outrageous.
Infamous meaning sikat
for a bad thing.
Like yung mga I'm a liar.
For something scandalous or controversial. Meron akong two sidebars or like pahabol questions.
Gorabels.
Okay. So yun nga, first question. Diba usually famous people are either infamous or famous because they did something controversial or magaling sila. Ano yung masasabi mo sa mga tao na famous or gusto maging famous pero walang talent?
Uy, good question yan ah. Yun yung tricky nga, before the internet.
Oh.
You had to be good at something to be famous.
Okay.
Magaling ka sumayaw, magaling kang kumanta, nakakatawa ka.
Or may ginawa ka outrageous.
Or athlete ka nga, di ba? Or
there's something extreme or like above average.
You were a writer, di ba? You're an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Ngayon, you can be famous for the most absurd reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Minsan maano ka lang ano, makulit ka lang. Minsan kabalastugan lang yung ginagawa mo.
Okay.
People are now famous for the weirdest of reasons.
Nagkatotoo na nga yung sinabi ni Andy Warhol, diba? Like,
everyone has their 15 minutes
of fame. So, next question ko sa'yo. Since nandyan ka na sa parang may maliit lang na ginawa or like minsan may proximity.
Pa-cute lang ano.
Or may proximity ka sa mga masikat.
Oh. Celebrity adjacent.
What do you think of people who...
Uy, good question to.
Teka, hindi pa tapos yung question eh.
Pero nararamdaman ko na saan to papunta eh. So.
What do you think of people who enjoy being famous adjacent? Or like...
Or they're famous because nakahalubilo nila ang mga...
Rubbing elbows, ganyan.
Ang mga sikat.
Or like, every week may picture ko with someone super famous. In other words, famous by association. Ano mo sabi mo dun?
Ako number one. Kung famous by association, pero may output. Let's say...
Wow.
Hindi, columnist. Si showbiz columnist.
Industry famous ka naman.
Or, sige, photographer. Yung mga photographers natin nakilala. Kaibigan nila yung mga celebrities. And party-party rin yung mga photographers na yan, di ba? Okay ako dun kasi may output eh.
Okay.
Pero kung famous for party, isa pa yung hindi ko mag-get, sorry, yun.
Party
famous. Party, ah.
Hindi, tawag na socialite, ano ka ba?
Party famous.
Yung socialite pagka, yun.
Pagkalabas ng party, parang ha, sino siya?
Socialite nga yung tawag nun. Ano ka ba?
Sa bagay, yung nga naman.
Mas luma pa yung term na socialite eh.
Tsaka mas marami pang party famous mula pa nung...
Great Gatsby
pa, ano?
Royalty.
Oh,
ano ka ba?
Sikat pala yung mga party-party talaga.
Pero, yun nga, hindi mo naman sinagot eh.
Well, ako to be honest, coming from my own personal opinion.
Ano?
Hindi ako masyadong believe sa kanila.
Uh-huh.
Versus yung naghirap talaga. Yun ang sinabi ko, athlete, writer, kasi, actor. Kasi, yung may craft. Yun. Exactly. Yung famous for not having a craft. Medyo, hindi ako ganun kabilib.
Ako, yung, hindi mag
but they can argue. Oh. Eh, magaling ako sa pagpa-party at sa pag-socialize. Eh. Yun yung craft ko eh. Doon ako talo.
Which leads me to...
What if yung craft nga nila are people skills? Talo tayo doon.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's access. It's like, niyayabang mo yung bago mong biling DVD or like yung bago mong biling...
DVD? May bumibili ba
hindi,
ng DVD?
Hindi, I mean noon, di ba, na parang... If you found like a very, like a rare DVD, iyayabang mo siya. I think at the end of the day, ganun siya. Niyayabang mo yung, oh, may access ako kay celebrity na ganito ha.
The same ano rin, same, wala naman sa ano? Pagda-down ng mga may trip nito. Hindi ko gets yung ano, unboxing videos, yun. I mean, kung trip nyo yun, go
get
ahead.
Get to the product.
Hindi ko gets yung unboxing stars, the stars of unboxing. Hindi ko gets yun.
How about boxing stars? Na-joke lang.
Ano ba?
Slow. Si Manny Pacquiao.
Oh. Wak, wak, wak.
That didn't land. Anyway, meron akong isang gusto pang i-share.
Wait, sagutin mo muna yung question mo. Sarili mong question.
Ano?
What do you think of famous adjacent
Wala.
People?
Parang okay. Famous
Mayaman
by
sila.
Yaman, ganun. Yaman.
Or,
probably, nepo baby.
Bilib ako, dun sa mga famous adjacent na hindi talaga mayaman.
Huh?
Yung Great Gatsby, ano nga, types.
So, social climber.
Oo. Kasi,
oh, may ambition.
Na-engineer nila yon.
Oo.
Na-engineer nila na nakapasok sila dun sa exclusive club na yon.
May pagka-sociopath.
Oo. May parang ano.
Ba't natin nire-reward yun? I mean, de, tama naman. Parang at the end of the day.
Paano niya nagawa yun?
Inclusivity na dapat, di ba? Hindi exclusivity. So,
parang gossip girl din eh. No?
Huwag lang siguro scammer, di ba?
Well, part yun.
Ako hindi.
Kasi ako nagagalingan din ako ng konti sa mga con artists, di ba?
No. No.
May intelligence ang con artists.
No. Con artists are like scammers na nagpe-peddle ng fake news.
Bakit tayo fascinated with con artists sa cinema?
Because they're...
Cautionary tales.
Because questionable yung kanilang morality.
Hindi, kasi nagagalingan rin tayo sa kanila.
Pero with so much thing...
Ang galing nila mag-isip ng cons.
But so much at stake. So much... corruption, di ba?
That's why it's fascinating.
Yeah, that's why it's good fiction. But sige, sa'yo mangyari yung ikaw yung na-victimize ng scammer. Sige nga, ano ka ba?
Let them stay in the screen.
Yes.
On the screen pala, sorry. Let them stay on the screen.
Or kaya nga siya maganda on screen kasi hindi siya nangyayari sa'yo. Fiction siya. Di ba?
Let them stay there.
Yes.
Stay away from real life.
Yes.
Speaking of craft, do you think craft or skill or husay o galing is important for fame, to be famous? Nowadays.
Yun na nga.
Di, tinatanong ko nga sa'yo, do you still believe that na you have to be good at something or you have to put in the man hours in perfecting or being good at something before you get recognition and fame? Ako rin.
But,
kasi isa pa, maamoy ng tao eh. Okay, for example, Rihanna. She's amazing. Famous all over the world.
Yes, because she's excellent.
Because she's a great singer.
And also...
And kung panoorin mo siya, masasabi ng katawan mo, masasabi ng utak mo.
Galing siya.
Okay, tama lang. Hindi, it's not surprising. It's not surprising na you're recognized the world all over. Versus yung TikToker na...
Ay, doy. Oh. Controversial statement.
TikToker na, let's say...
Ano?
Wala masyadong craft. Bigla sumikat. As in Rihanna levels.
Yes.
Your body would know. Sasabihin niya, bakit siya sikat? Pero, may ganun eh, di ba?
May ano nga.
Bakit siya sikat? Ano bang ginawa niya?
May examination nga ngayon. Well, sa internet. And I'm video essays around this eh. Na why are we more critical? Or why do we... Para may disbelief tayo. Or may doubt tayo. Sa content creators. Or influencers kaysa
ganda.
Sa celebrities at
ako,
artists.
May sagot ako dyan.
Sige.
Yun na, because
ano?
DIY yung content creators. Do it yourself.
Okay.
Kumbaga, walang...
Mukha siyang shortcut.
Oh. As much as I like the DIY aesthetic. And gets ko naman why it gets so much traction din.
Okay.
Kasi authentic, di ba? Authentic versus engineered.
Okay.
Kaya doubtful tayo sa content creators kasi mas marami sila versus sa celebrities, mas konti at mas pili.
But that's funny, yung term na authentic. Because personally, I think we're more critical of content creators precisely because we're critical of their authenticity. Like,
interesting.
Yes, they peddle the authenticity aesthetic na parang DIY, just shot on their phone. But you cannot tell apart whether it's sponsored content or it's an ad or binibentahan ba niya ako o content niya lang yun talaga.
Gets.
Versus yung mga artista or mga, you know, mas traditionally popular. You know when it's an ad. May kontrato sila. While they're more manicured, mas direct at clear na ad to ha. Binibentahan kita.
Gets.
Pero ito'y art ko. Ito'y album ko. Ito yung short film ko. may ganun.
Pero yung nagbablur na kasi yung lines between content creator and celebrities ngayon eh. Yun yung weird. Kasi may mga major studios agencies na nagtatap na into influencer
pero,
culture.
Pero alam mo eh, ngayon nga, I would contest eh, na yes, nagbablur in terms of, I guess.
And baliktad din na, yung mga top-notch celebrities, gumagawa na rin ng content na not as polished as we expect.
Pero I think where celebrity and content creators sort of intersect and also differentiate themselves from each other is intimacy.
Uy, ganda.
Like,
for example, you're a fan of Emma Chamberlain.
I love her so much.
Yung mga stuff niya, it's not Hollywood, di ba?
But you know, when she was starting, she was burping, she's doing everything, farting. But ngayon na nag-vogue na siya, nag-memet gala
na siya.
Na. Parang once a month or like every 3 months na lang yung ano niya, content niya. I think the key difference between content creator and celebrity is scarcity.
Boom! Ganda.
Yung celebrity, limited edition.
Quantity over quality.
Oo. Yung mga content creator, araw-araw ako magpapakita sa'yo, I'm so ubiquitous. Diba? Yung celebrity, si Rihanna nga, wala pang album eh. Ulit eh.
Oo nga.
Diba tuwing nagda-drop siya, parang ano na Rihanna, kailan ka nung kaka-album? Versus let's say like a content creator who sings on
everyday.
The TikTok everyday, diba? Parang, yun, scarcity and intimacy.
Nice. Ganda. Anyway.
On that note,
we have to be scarce ourselves.
Scarce. Kaya 2 weeks, every 2 weeks lang tayo.
And kailangan iksian na natin ang episodes natin. Anyway.
What
so
if
yan.
Every 3 months na lang tayo lumabas?
Again,
joke.
Review of our disclaimer. We are by no means famous.
Feeling lang.
Alanganin famous in the words of Red Oliero.
Yeah.
So anyway, now we reached the conclusion of our theme episode.
Okay.
If you wanna be famous, go ahead. Nobody's stopping you.
Ako basta huwag ka
na mag-scan.
Sabi nga
ni Michelle Yeoh, di ba?
Ano sabi ni Michelle Yeoh?
No one should stop you from your dreams, di ba? Kahit matanda ka na, kahit Asian ka, go for it.
But don't scam people.
Yeah, don't scam people. Ako, yung advice ko, advice. Advice from someone who is not famous.
Your humble advice.
Yeah.
Natatawa talaga ako sa phrase na humble advice.
Sige, hindi na lang advice. Ano na lang, thought.
Point of view.
Here's my POV. Before you become famous, master your craft.
Meritocracy, Jerry.
Ayun, ako.
Gets.
Master your craft first. Craft before fame.
Or be good at something.
Or pero, ang weird rin siguro, fame before craft. Yung gumaling.
Parang
nangyari na yun, I'm sure. Yung biglang sumikat, tapos nagka-pressure na siya na, kailangan ko ng galingan, pala sikat na ako. May ganun, I'm sure.
Madami.
Yung gumaling.
Yung mga magaganda. Loaded statement.
Nagkaroon ng vocal coach bigla or ano, ng
hindi,
dance coach.
Diba, ang dami yung mga parang halfy na quote-unquote actors. Hindi ba yung totoo?
Totoo. Anyway, now, for your favorite segment.
Oddball Answering Machine.
So, this is for the episode Foreigner Meets Filipina.
Our 100th episode.
Our 100th episode. Thank you for tuning in, Podpals. Yes. So, this comes from a certain YM. Kilala mo na kung sino ka, YM.
Galing to sa Discord.
Yep. Congratulations, CJ and Wincy.
Okay.
Smiley.
Hindi. Parang celebration.
So, I guess this is for the congratulations on the 100th episode.
Yeah.
Intercultural relationship. Is a thing now. May reasons talaga kung bakit siya ginagawa. Uy, hindi natin naisip to. There are Pinays who would like to get married to a foreigner kasi hindi nga tayo ganun ka-privileged since we're in a third world country. True.
Wait, sorry, sidebar. Alam mo ba na military term pala ang third world country?
Ah, talaga?
Yeah, anyway.
I remember the story of my Filipino-British friend. She is working in Iraq now. She told us the difference of working as Filipino versus working as British. Since Briton naman siya, she enjoys having 4 times the pay than her Pinoy colleagues na nasa same position.
Kita mo, wheel of privilege talaga eh.
So, ang ginagawa ng iba ay naghahanap talaga ng mapapakasalan from stronger countries para tumaas rin ang pay grade nila.
Yeah, because continue. The world is, there is so much inequality in the world. Anyway.
Tingnan, nanalo na si Michelle Yeoh eh. Hope Michelle Yeoh's winning the Oscars would solve the inequality problem.
You're being sarcastic.
Yes.
Anyway. So, ang ginagawa ng iba ay naghahanap talaga ng mapapakasalan from a stronger country para tumaas rin ang pay grade nila. My friend's BF is an American and he's aware of what she's earning. But good thing they both treat each other as equal. We also cannot blame other people's thoughts na may isang Pinay na naman na umangat sa buhay. Kasi medyo less privileged talaga ang bansa natin. Sana yung pagiging third world ng bansa natin ay tulad ng sabi ni Priest kay Fleabag na it'll pass. Congratulations ulit.
Thank you, YM.
Pero just a short reaction. It's funny to me that tayong mga taga, quote and unquote, third world country, yung nag-hope na sana makaangat tayo along with the privileged ones. And they keep on making it extra difficult for us to ascend, diba? When I think it should be the first world countries sort of reflecting na, wait lang, I have this so much wealth. Why are there many people who are hungry and poor?
Pang Miss Universe. Diba? Pang Oscars yung sagot mo.
And with that, I thank you. Ne, pero diba, parang, bakit ako? Bakit ako yung gustong kupkupin nitong mga
greedy white men?
Imperialists na to. Why do I want to belong to your country? Diba? Mag-reparations kayo dito.
Kasi nga, yung third world
ano?
Is in ravage.
Because we are going through abuses from the first world countries. Eh parang, nagigets mo ba? May disgust ako eh. Na parang, why am I gonna be
because of
to
ano
belong
because
to
of colonialism and wars.
Oh.
Ano, nasira talaga yung kalahati ng mundo.
At saka talagang pinapangit nila yung mundo natin na dating abundant.
Oh,
diba?
Exactly.
In-abuse nila. Tapos tayo parang, oh, I wanna go with you. I wanna be like you.
Kumbaga, we're living in post-apocalyptic times dito sa third world.
Tapos sila parang
and the first world exists because
of us.
Inubos yung natural resources
exactly.
natin.
So parang, ay naku.
Kinalbo yung bundok natin, yung yamang tao natin, quote-unquote, yamang tao, ginawang slaves.
Mm-mm.
As in, slaves pa rin. Yung slavery still exists now because of very bad jobs, di ba? Immigrant jobs. That's slavery also.
And globalization and regional things.
Isa pa, globalization na isip ko.
It's
who benefits from globalization? Global powers.
Yeah. Ano lang naman
globalization Jay? Is it's not for the entire globe. It's for only 1%
for the
of the
powerful.
Globe.
Yeah. And globalization, you know, I mean, minin na natin, repackaged word lang naman yan ng
slavery.
Colonization ni. Eh.
Oo.
Anyway, yun. Dami-daming nasabi eh, no?
Uh-oh.
Anyway,
ang
I hope
namin.
You enjoyed this episode.
Episode? Kayo guys, we'd like to hear from you. What are your thoughts on fame?
Do you think sikat kami? Hindi, joke lang.
Hindi. Hindi tayo sikat ito.
Joke lang yan, joke lang yan. I'm just really trying to make fun.
We'd like to hear your thoughts. Why do people want to be famous?
Do you
want to
be famous?
Do you want to be famous? And what are the dark sides
of
being famous?
Ayun.
Yon. So see you next episode.
Bye.
Thank you. So that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts.
And join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search Telebabad Tapes.
Same Telebabad time?
Same Telebabad channel.
Bye!
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And Podmachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now to podmachine.com and try it for free. To get one free episode credit upon subscribing, use our code TELEBABAD.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.